Owen and Jared, Book 1, Evil Empire, Copyright 2021 by Rod Morton, read for you by the author.
Chapter 1. Jared, called Owen, I need you to help me move this box of metal ore. I want to try a new alloy in the forge, but moving these samples piece by piece will just take too long. Jared lumbered into the room, all 6'4", with broad shoulders, thick legs, large hands and feet, and grabbed the box with apparent ease and headed toward the workshop. Owen sighed as he watched his mate's backside move through the door. The man was such a distraction. The recent addition of a scruffy beard and a bit more girth made Owen nearly drool with desire. Owen and Jared were a couple. Possibly the most unlikely couple on their planet, but a couple nonetheless. Owen was lithe, with brown hair pulled into a tail, a short beard, and a mechanical genius. A member of the tribe known as Janeers, Owen had made himself a tribal hero as part of the team that destroyed the Preets, a tribe founded by members of the Order. Preets were moralizing monsters who robbed, enslaved, and killed in their drive to subject every tribe to their will. Jared was a Preet. Yes, one of those guys. But he had also been on a lifelong mission to destroy the Preets. They blackmailed one of Jared's ancestors into helping the Order sabotage the top-secret mission to form the Zeta colony. As a result of his ancestor's sabotage, the starship carrying the colonists had crash-landed on this planet. Although Jared's relative had died, another member of the Order, secreted among the crew, had survived and become the founder of the heinous Preets. Many of the other crew members, medical staff, engineers, military security forces, and the troop of artisans, had also survived. After the initial landing in the Rift Valley, most of the crew dispersed to the lands outside the valley and, over time, became the tribes of their world. Metex, Janeers, Militanari, and Artsers. Carnivores, known as Wolfmares, killed those who remained with the ship or trapped them inside to starve. Centuries passed before the discovery of the starship by Owen and his two friends, Shanra and Alan. The two friends each followed unwilling paths into the valley. Shanra, daughter of a recently deceased Militanari leader, jumped from the upper reaches, fleeing a brute who sought to dominate her in his grab for power within the Militanari tribe. Alan, distressed by his new stepmother's evil intent, tripped and fell into the valley, managing by sheer luck to find his way down the valley walls. Owen had come into the Rift Valley earlier with his lover, Kareel, using ropes and pulleys. He and Kareel had found the cave that became Sanctuary, a fantastic refuge that they had transformed into a home complete with fresh and hot water, workrooms, baths, cooking areas, and bedrooms. After Kareel's unfortunate death, Owen had tried to focus on inventions that would make life more comfortable at Sanctuary, but he had nearly given up hope until the unexpected arrival of first Shanra and then Alan. Through many trials and lots of patience, the three had eventually become fast friends. That alone was surprising, considering they came from different tribes, each with a long history of bias against the others. Perhaps the most amazing of their adventures was their discovery of the crashed starship and its secrets. Technically, it was Alan who first discovered the starship. However, it was Owen who found out how to access the still-functional central computer and understand some of the advanced technology on board. Through his persistence, the three friends learned that three planets had sent the ship from another system to establish a colony on the planet Zeta. The purpose of that colony was to demonstrate that their warring worlds could collaborate to build a mutually beneficial society that drew from each world's strengths. Unfortunately, the Order did not want this plan to succeed. They were well established as the de facto power behind the puppet leaders of many planets. If a group of worlds succeeded in proving that they could work together to form a new, stable society without the hidden hand of the Order, they would weaken the grip of the Order and others might follow suit.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?